We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
And thanks for joining me for another Blunt Business here on CannabisRia.com. Thank you all for joining us. We're powered by the Buzz CRM. We get it after all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works. You're ready for something steady, something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. So we have the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. I've talked about this extensively in the program. We're going to be doing webinars very soon. Keep an eye, just keep listening to this program. And also follow the website, thebuzzcrm.com. where you'll be able to get under the hood and you'll learn all about it. And you'll realize you should have bought this earlier. It gives you access to 500 tools. You can be able to go and integrate any existing platforms into the Buzz CRM. It's a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Think about it. Get rid of outdated platforms, logins and passwords you don't need to go and keep up with. One place. It's not just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today, thebuzzcrm.com. I'm happy to go welcome back a guest I had on a couple of years ago, 2023 here on the program. And you know, I kind of inspired him to get his own podcast series up and going at the time. But I was really fascinated by his platform, Credible, with a Q. It offers transparency, integration, and quality for cannabis, CBD, and hemp. And it's a cloud-based platform for, you know, just getting all this within the legalized cannabis supply chain. And I'm here once again with Brian Fitzpatrick. Brian, thanks for being back on this one once again.
Oh, it's great to be back. I love your show, and I love being a guest.
Glad to go and have you on back. I was really fascinated by what we talked about last time. So your specialty has been innovative cloud-based software solving complex industry issues, including using advanced technologies like machine learning, robotic process automation, and blockchain. And one of the things that was the part that I was really amazed by, because we talk compliance so much about this program, and this is where Credible has served as a complete compliance model, because you use a smart contract ID to the blockchain of a license that is locked down. The same thing is done with certifications. So you'll know if a company is saying that they are certified, USDA certified, GMP certified, ISO certified. You validate the certifications and track when they're expiring. So, but once again, it's trust and transparency that you give right now to customers, and that you don't take revenue from companies when customers or buyers find them on your platform. So the commitment to neutrality, the constant updating of expirations or, you know, new certifications. Talk about the commitment to neutrality and making sure the platform is always truly unbiased for consumers and businesses.
Sure. So one of the big growth areas for us has been in the payment space, particularly on the CBD side, and now emerging, because there's a lot of changes coming in the cannabis side of the payment space. So, you know, what payment providers have to do is they have to do something called KYC monitoring. It's all part of the BSA Act, and they have literally scores of people. So let's take a CBD company, for example. That's going through Visa, MasterCard. You know, these banks and payment processors have scores of people that are just checking all of these licensing and certification, product information, all this stuff. And what they're doing is they're combing the websites. Well, we developed this really cool technology that captures all of that information electronically. We use a series of bots and AI bots and, embedded tech in conjunction with the actual payment processor. So we eliminate all that manual work that has to be done. And one of the things that it also does is speeds up the underwriting process. Because if you think about it, if you got to put all these people to do all this stuff in the beginning just to get an approval for a payment processor, you know, sometimes it's taking months to get an approval to start doing business with Visa, MasterCard. Now, on the marijuana side, no Visa, MasterCard. But there are other payment things that are coming up, and they still have to, obviously, there are payment processor responsibilities. You know, everybody's using PIN debit, which is another issue we'll talk about. Big problem right now in the space, and it's going to get worse.
And for people if you're not familiar, BSA, Bank Secrecy Act, where it's making it exceedingly costly to service for cannabis companies, that financial institutions are required to file reports anytime a customer's activity is considered suspicious. And, you know, they talk about the fact that there was a story taken from the Cato Institute that they talk about that one credit union reported filing 13,500 reports on 500 cannabis businesses over a 2-year period. So obviously people are keeping a vigilant eye on the cannabis industry when it comes to that. Now, Brian, when you are working on what is being done through Credible using blockchain to issue a smart contract ID through the blockchain of the license and validating certifications, can you give me through any specific limitations and benefits of using blockchain in this? I know we talked about this before. We wanted to just go and refresh the audience on this and ensuring scalability and security.
Sure. Well, I mean, one of the big issues right now is with lab reports as well. So it's not just licensing, it's blockchaining of lab reports. So, I mean, if you think about it, you know, when I started out in this industry, you know, I was an investor on the hemp side of the business, and we lost a lot of money, and we were being lied to by actual growers and manufacturers. They would basically be putting lab reports out that were falsified. You know, so everybody talks about, you know, the THC shopping and all of that issue, right? But there's also an issue of when the lab does their job, there's people that are changing these lab reports. And that's a no-no, right? It, particularly like if you're validating for the payment space or you're a buyer of this product. What we do is we lock those lab reports directly from the lab into a blockchain and issue a smart contract ID. So why is that important? That's hugely important because you can't monkey with the document once it's in there, right? So once you stick it in that blockchain, you know, quite frankly, and we're talking to labs about this now, they actually put in their contract that unless you get that lab report from this third party blockchain, all bets are off because we can't guarantee that you didn't monkey with it. And if you monkey with it, guess who's liable if somebody gets hurt, gets sick, dies, or there's a class action lawsuit, which we're seeing more and more of? You know, they're going to look at that lab report. And of course, the lab's going to say, well, that's not what we put in the blockchain, right? And that's really the savior right there, is because they know once it's written and locked down, then it's immutable. Can't be changed. So it's a very important technology in any industry to validate the authenticity of a particular document.
I want to ask now, I've already mentioned this on previous episodes, just in this year, when I talked to the folks at Hub International, one of the third largest insurance for businesses out there, and especially in cannabis, we talked about risk mitigation and the fact that these companies, you know, if they're only following the bare minimum of compliance standards of regulation based on what the state's offering, but yet at the same time, they're only insuring the very bare minimum policy. They're not putting enough money in the policy for risk mitigation. So one bad test, one bad batch, one can of trust type issue of 2019, and you wipe out a company for good. Like, it's as easy as that. And that's why we made it such a point when it comes to compliance. Yes, I said can of trust. You know I'm going to say that on this program. You just expect it. So the thing is, we see this here, and the consequences of not getting this right, which is what Credible is actually showing you, is we're showing you, okay, these companies are also doing their due diligence. that they will not let themselves fall under an issue where if something goes bad, there's some kind of a contamination or issue that a batch is going to be destroyed, that they're going to be able to survive it because at least they've done their due diligence.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, compliance is not an option. And what's interesting in this industry is without technology, there's no way. There's absolutely no way that you can be consistently compliant. So to me, the technology department is in partnership with the CEO, with the legal department, and the compliance department. You know, so, I mean, we have a great example. I was just talking to our CIO today, and we have a very large customer, a national provider in the CBD space. And the dialogue goes like this all the time. Okay, we need to run that through legal. We need to run that through legal. We need to run that through legal. And that's the way it should be. But then what we're doing is saying, okay, let's make sure that we're codifying that in the commerce of the process, in the manufacturing of the process, in the delivery and fulfillment of the process. And that's really what Credible does, is we have all these technologies throughout the actual, from the commerce all the way through the fulfillment, all the way through the manufacturing. So literally the guardrails are built in through the technology. So if they try to ship something to a state where no, it's illegal in that state, you cannot ship that product, the system's simply not going to allow it, and it's going to flag it at the point of purchase, and it's going to stop the transaction. And you know, the other big thing that we're talking about, particularly in online sales for hemp and CBD, is things like age gating. You know, age gating is one thing, but age verification is a whole nother thing.
Right.
So we have a lot of those tools, you know, so there's so many different points of failure that can happen if you are not automating these things, because nobody's good enough. Nobody's scalable enough to figure it out all on their own and make sure they do it consistently.
So within Credible itself, one of the things is that you offer a free app for consumers to reach to research companies to rate them using a proprietary rating system. So you also get the work from the consumers to give feedback on preventing bias, ensuring accuracy, and addressing any potential misuse or manipulation of the system by businesses or individuals. The other thing, too, is that you offer so many different parts of the platform to earn lasting credibility. So there's your risk management, knowing your customers and training partners, part of QMonitor. QTransact is a licensable, compliance-driven e-commerce supply chain platform. And your MyCOA for certificates of analysis. So you offer a plethora, a portfolio of services right here to continue to get that credibility and maintain that bias. Tell me if you can't break down some of the things you have right here that you're offering to businesses right now that are going to stay on the up.
Sure. So just a couple things there on the, first of all, we're sort of building up the momentum on the consumer platform. We will be, we will be releasing that later because we've had a request from some of our companies that they want to get right first, before we do that. So we're working with a lot of those brands right now on the marketplace. And when I say marketplace, it's really more of an educational, let's learn about the brands. Let's find out where we can buy them. I'm not putting my hands in their pocket like the typical marketplace would, but it's about education. The other thing, it's about a safe commerce. Okay. So when you look at our QTransact suite, our QTransact suite has a number of things. It has a point of sale. So brick and mortar sales, that's all compliance driven. So disclosures pop up, inventory is controlled electronically, synchronized to the back office, synchronized to the e-commerce. We have an e-commerce solution as well. But if somebody's not using our point of sale or somebody's not using our e-commerce transaction, that's okay. We have a number of these things that are widgets that will run within their own e-commerce platform, because what I don't want to do is go into a company and say, look, you've been operating on Shopify or been operating on BigCommerce. You got to pull your business off of that. The problem is, if you notice, people that are getting thrown off of those platforms, it's not necessarily because, it's the platform's problem. It's the payment issue that goes along with it and the lack of compliance. So what we do is we provide these plugins. MyCOA is a great example. Okay. So one of the things that operators have to do is provide transparency to the product. Well, we tag the COAs through the blockchain with the lot and batch number tied to the specific product. So when a consumer goes on and hits that little modal, whether I don't care whose platform it's on, they click learn about my product, it's going to bring up this modal that is credible. That's my COA that allows a customer to hit the QR code or put in their lot and batch number. And then they'll see the actual COA that goes with that specific product. And a lot of companies are getting in trouble right now, particularly on the CBD nutraceutical side, because they're not providing that to their payment processor. They're providing outdated COAs. They're providing not, there are violated COAs. And what happens? They get shut down and, you know, they're out of business from a processing perspective. So we eliminate all of that by giving them the ability to manage these lab reports easily. They come in from the lab, they get routed internally for someone to look at, approve, click, click, approve. We're good to go. Tie it to this lot and batch number, put it up and hit publish. As soon as they hit publish, it goes up to the point of sale, goes up to the web. They can determine where they want to publish it. So it is literally a extremely affordable, very easy plug and play, regardless of what system you're using, enterprise COA management. And that's just one example of the many tools that we're providing as a plugin. You know, age verification, age gating, all those types of things can be, you know, plugged in as well. Our goal is to deliver safe commerce, technology that drives safe and compliant commerce. And then, of course, we move all the way down into manufacturing as well, as far as material resource planning, et cetera. It's endless, the types of technologies that we can plug in to existing infrastructures or license it all on an enterprise basis from us. Our job is to meet the customer where they are so they don't have to blow up all their existing, you know, technologies.
I want to ask now about being able to go and access all those companies and being able to get as many companies as possible listed on Credible so that information is made visible and transparent. Is there anything that you do in terms of outreach to those companies that might not be listed to get them to at least get on board so at least that information can be collected?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what's driving that is the supply chain's driving that. So, you know, if you want to be able to be vetted and verified by somebody who wants to buy your product, for example, is looking for a contract manufacturer or looking to buy in bulk, they're going to be checking Credible.
Yeah.
So if you're not on Credible, then how are they going to find out about you? What they're looking for is the ability to do all their homework in one spot. And that's what the Credible ecosystem, what we call Q-Verify, is about. The other thing that's driving that, by the way, on the CBD side is the actual merchant processors. Instead of the merchant processors playing pinky swear with everybody and let's guess what, you know, where all of your information lies, they're actually asking that their processors be incredible, that they are Q-Verified, that they're using MyCOA, right? And literally, then the merchant can click the button and provide the information in just by putting publish to the actual merchant processor. So they don't have to stop. They don't have to email. They don't have to get shut off. They don't have to go through all of this this guessing games that has taken place with merchant processors. And, you know, that goes into the cannabis side as well. I mean, I don't know if you saw, but there was a recent lawsuit. Visa came down on a merchant card processor. It was actually Pueblo Bank was the sponsoring bank. Visa came down on Pueblo. Pueblo came down on Switch Commerce, which is the processor for Trulieve. So you see how everything flows downhill.
Yeah.
So they wanted $950,000 fine for doing cashless ATM transactions, which the whole industry's doing, by the way. They're doing a lot of this PIN debit solution.
Yeah.
And see, now Visa's told everybody in 2023, you know, we're going to be coming down on you with this stuff. Like, it's coming.
Yeah.
So first lawsuit, one of the first lawsuits comes down. It hits Pueblo. Pueblo goes after Switch. Switch goes after Trulieve. And now they're trying to sue their customer, the merchant. So you see, this all has to be in compliance, because when when the sponsoring bank gets sued or gets in trouble, it's all flowing downhill. And this is a great example of what happens when it flows downhill. What Credible has done is open up its ecosystem to all the parties so we can manage that data and make it accessible. So there's no questions. There's no hiding in the shadows. There's none of this going on, which is what's going on with a lot of the industry, is they're hiding in the shadows. We've seen CBD companies, for example, that have little buttons that say hide, you know, who they're going to hide something on their e-commerce site because they don't want the merchant processor finding it. Well, guess what? They're going to find it. Yep. So, yeah, it's crazy.
We're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, we got more with Brian Fitzpatrick, CEO and chairman of Credible. Again, the website is qcredible.com, but just look for change the C to a Q. Simple as that. And on that website, if you look under resources, you will find the Credible Live broadcast. Maybe you'll want to just find out how that might have gotten started, who might have planted a seed to go and do that idea for Brian and his team, and what they've been talking about on that program. We'll talk about that coming up after a short break.
Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator, now only $999. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to Blown Business. I'm here with Brian Fitzpatrick, chairman and CEO of Credible. And so we've been talking about his great platform when it comes to certifications, when it comes to compliance, and going through blockchain to have smart contract IDs that will let people know if certifications, whether they're USDA, GMP, ISO, et cetera, if those certifications are validated and track when they're expiring. So what you've also been doing, Brian, is when we talked back in 23, we talked about the idea of podcasting. I mentioned to you after the program, and you ran with it. So you have been doing since the Credible Live broadcast, where people can listen to you and other experts from all roles of the supply chain of highly regulated industries, so not just cannabis. And in that area, I want to go ahead and pinpoint a couple of interviews that you've already done with some of the folks here about this. So first of all, there was Regulatory Challenges of Industry Revolution. You talked with Gina Murray, and you mentioned the maze of uncertainty surrounding regulations in hemp, CBD, and supplement industries. And that's an area I was looking at asking about because of the fact that hemp is, you know, we have the FDA hemp bill that's been kicked down the can for another year. There's still no regulations, no implementation whatsoever. Nothing has been, even with the new administration, nothing has happened. So I want to know how Credible is able to go and adapt a platform to keep pace with evolving federal and state laws, which I can imagine it would be very difficult just with anything that's synthetic and trying to go through the final cannabinoids of what's being allowed and which states are not. So tell me about the role of Credible in shaping industry standards and best practices for CBD and hemp.
Sure. So first of all, I do have to say you were my inspiration to that Credible Lie.
Thank you.
So Brosco, it was
a good idea.
Yeah, it was our conversation, and we share a passion for radio and broadcasting, and we had a lot of chats about that. So I admire your work, and you were definitely that inspiration. So so thank you for that. And you know, so that Jenna Murray, who's the president of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, she was just recently made the president. You know, she has quite a passion for the industry and for getting it right. Right there, here's somebody who wants to do it right, who wants to be safe about it. And she's also with a brand called Medterra. And, you know, one of the things that we really hit it off well on that interview in particular, because, you know, when she saw what we're doing at Credible, we're providing all of these tools to help them keep it straight. Okay. So one of the jobs that people have in compliance is checking out all the marketing, checking out all the advertising, checking out all the labels, checking out, you know, what are they saying? What are they doing? And, you know, these requirements of what they can say and what they can do, where they can sell something, where they can fulfill it, what product is legal, what product's not. I mean, even though hemp and CBD is technically through the Farm Bill, which we're still operating on the old one, 2019, is federally legal, guess what? There's state prohibitions. There's state changes. So you just have to get it all right. So what Credible does is essentially we go after all and maintain all of those rules and regs. So we're using a number of electronic bots and obviously our team to go after this information, keep it straight, and then codify it into the technology itself. So it's not just about, you know, did I get this right? Did the process work from the people? This is the combination of people, process, and technology where we're not just trusting Mary, Betty, and Billy to get it right. Okay. The technology is going to get it right for them. Right. And when those rules and regs change, they're updated automatically through the Credible system. So that's really, I mean, and it's a very difficult job. You know, when you look at every single state as different requirements and who has to be licensed, who doesn't have to be licensed, what products are available, what products are not available. And by the way, if you're living in Georgia, you follow today. Friday was actually the deadline for this. I don't know where the bill went, but very restrictive bills that were being looked at. And that's some of the great work that Jenna and the U.S. Hemp Roundtable is doing and how Credible's getting involved to automate that process.
Yeah, I've had a chance to interview Jenna, but one of the things I remember with U.S. Hemp Roundtable when I talked with them previously is they were creating certified seals. So that was their version of trying to put something there into, you know, try to get some certification, at least something that at least gives credibility and validity to the products that are being put out there. Was there anything you discussed about in terms of where Credible can be a part of that, where if there was a standard that could be put in place for hemp that could be done within policing within the industry as opposed for waiting for the FDA hemp bill to be implemented?
Yeah, I think it's very critical. And by the way, so the U.S. Hemp Roundtable has a sister organization called the U.S. Hemp Authority. And the U.S. Hemp Authority is the group that's putting those seals. And they're literally boots on the ground. So Credible, you know, make sure that all the licenses are in place, all of the basic, you know, you're saying and doing everything you're supposed to be saying and doing on your website. You know, you're not using the naughty violated language, that your products are certified. But the U.S. Hemp Authority goes deeper. Okay. So what I would say is we are the precursor to the U.S. Hemp Authority. We're the on-road into a deeper level where they're actually checking good manufacturing. We'll tell you whether there's a GMP certification. They'll tell you whether you're actually following it, right? So that's the difference, right? We'll tell you whether it's there or not. They get deeper and say, okay, and we validated and verified these processes internally. So they're a bit more boots on the ground than we are.
It's one of those areas where if we can't get anybody else to give kind of any kind of oversight, then it's got to be done by the industry itself. And so there's got to be some self-policing. I'm glad there's some kind of a collaboration on that respect. And I'm think just getting advice from Credible because of what you provide and what you're asking for from businesses to give to consumers to be able to go and follow along is very important. The other part you talked about in a recent broadcast was you talked to Noah Fitzgerald and discussed how FinTech innovation is reshaping payment processing for hemp and CBD, and Credible has been integrating with FinTech solutions to provide a seamless experience for businesses and consumers. So what can you tell me about what you've been doing in terms of FinTech and, you know, seeing as most impactful for cannabis and hemp right now that you've been able to work with?
Yeah, so we're doing a lot there. And in the big area in the CBD hemp nutraceuticals spot, we're working with a lot of the high-risk merchant processors to automate a lot of their validation. And the companies that we're working with, instead of taking this hammer approach, they're taking sort of a collaboration approach by creating their compliance programs in an ecosystem that provides tools to their customers to stay in compliance through Credible. So literally, you know, our customers, we work with both sides. We work with the merchant processor and the merchant to help them to automate the process so that they're not spending a lot of money to stay compliant and they're not risking losing their processing. Now, on the cannabis side of the program, on the marijuana side of the program, what I can tell you is that, you know, we're also working with sort of the compliance side because there's going to be a big fallout. In 2023, Visa and MasterCard put cease and desist orders out to a lot of the banks that were supporting this PIN debit or this cashless ATM side. And I just talked about what happened with Pueblo, you know, and now the Trulieve's now involved in the lawsuit. We're going to see more and more of this happen. So we are helping to automate the validation and compliance. And we do expect to see, by the way, some big things that are going to be happening. I mean, WorldPay just came out with their 2025 survey. And one of the things that they talked about is how digital wallets are increasing dramatically across the industry. So over in 2024, I think it was $16 trillion. Okay. So by 2023, they're expecting $28 trillion, which, by the way, was the U.S. GDP in 2023. So you think about that, the use of digital wallets. And I think what's happening when we look at the future of fintech in the cannabis space, there's going to be a movement away from these PIN debit solutions. Because as you can see here, it's the risk is now trickling down all the way to the cannabis companies. Everybody sort of said, well, it doesn't really affect me. The bank's offering and I'm going to do it. But we just saw an example where the bank is offering it. The bank gets in trouble by Visa. Then the card, it flows downhill to the merchant processor. Okay. And then the merchant processor is pushing it on the brand, which is, I think, you know, BS. But the fact of the matter is, it's a problem. So, you know, how do we solve that? So there's, you know, I think we're going to see more ACH solutions and, you know, we're working with companies on that. You're going to see more of these digital wallet solutions, which are basically like a bank account to a bank account transaction, bypassing entirely the Visa MasterCard network. So we're going to see, I believe, the payment infrastructure in cannabis change dramatically from what we've seen. And Credibles is working with both sides to provide the onboarding of those solutions and the compliance of those solutions.
Now, also you spoke with a lot of these interviews and you just had good, great information out of this. You also talked to Tyler Klimas about hemp cannabis market integration and the pressing issue of hemp cannabis market integration. Talking about the opportunities that are being presented and what technology could play in fostering a more cohesive and transparent marketplace.
Yes, absolutely. And Tyler Klimas, who was a guest a couple of weeks ago, amazing guy. I mean, he was one of the cannabis, he was the cannabis regulator in Nevada and made some great changes and helped form the National Association of State Cannabis Regulators. So he's on the forefront of what's going on in each state and what's happening. But one of the things I've lamented with him, and I continue to lament with many, is the cannabis industry is pretty poor about automating things the way they need to, right? Now, they're really good at, like, you know, really cool grow technology and, you know, extraction technologies. They're really up to par and above par on that. But when you look at the administration of their systems, and technology and compliance and inventory control and management and true enterprise risk management controls, they're terrible. Now, in all honesty, I think part of that is, you know, I feel bad for these companies because this 280E situation just, you know, takes a lot out of them. So it's hard when only 28% of companies are really making money to invest in technology. But I look at it the other way. If you're not investing in these technologies, okay, then what's happening is you're increasing your cost. You're increasing the risk of your business. Okay. So going out of business is a reality. And you're also not creating a scalable business that will grow in a really efficient manner. So you're putting your business at risk by not making these investments. So one of the things that Tyler and I were really talking about were the changes that are coming about, right? And the significance of these compliance changes and how they work into the operations and how critical technology is to solve these issues and this gap.
So let's go ahead and take ourselves to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and do some final questions here with Brian Fitzpatrick. the chairman and CEO of Credible. Credible.com and change the C to a Q. Q-R-E-D-I-B-L-E.com. Take a look at the website and also make sure to go ahead and find the Credible Live broadcast, which you can find now on his website. Look at the resources or find the YouTube channel, Credible. You can find that there. You can subscribe. We'll be back with final questions after this. Welcome back. I'm here with final questions with Brian Fitzpatrick, Chairman and CEO of Credible here on Blunt Business. So, Brian, what do we mention of that, you know, we've been waiting for the states to go ahead and make their changes regulatory to do more for things. One of the things that was being done right now is in Massachusetts recently, they actually, their Cannabis Control Commission had two new public health and safety advisories about regarding potentially contaminated cannabis products sold by two licensees in Massachusetts. And, you know, they are doing ongoing efforts to enhance product safety and compliance. They set up a new administrative order set to take effect on April 1st, introducing new requirements for compliance testing to address inconsistencies and improve the agency's ability to analyze testing data. And there's more to that. They have outlines about the fact that they want to have single independent testing laboratories, subcontracting conditions, testing the sample package, and compliance and enforcement. That's great that Massachusetts does this. But all the other states have not, you know, there's some are at least making the changes and making changes as they go along. Some still have low barriers to a bare minimum of compliance necessary. Talking about the changing market of what is really going to make the mark of being certified and, you know, what's going to persuade and convince companies that are looking at Credible and saying we need to be certified versus just thinking, well, we just need to do what the state wants.
Well, I think therein lies the problem. You got a lot of companies that are playing the odds, not paying the odds right now. So what they're doing is they're doing whatever the bare minimum is to get by. And again, when you look at it, these companies, only 27, 28% of companies making money because they're being taxed through the nose. All right. This is one of the things when you look at the way that we've constructed this industry, we've actually made it almost impossible for them to do the right thing and make money. Right. So that's part of the issue that's going on here. So the other part of the issue is by not moving to our federal framework, okay, and getting rid of this whole 280E through rescheduling or frankly descheduling, which is what it should be, descheduled. We don't have the ability to create standard ways of testing that impacts every single state. We've got such a crazy mix of testing that goes on. Some states are doing it really well. Some states are testing for lots of things. Some states are testing for half of what other states test for. It's all over the place. So that's a big problem. The other problem is I think we need to change the dialogue about THC. Okay, everybody's so focused on THC percentages. There needs to be a better view of the characteristics, all the characteristics of the plants, like terpenes. Like, how do the terpenes get involved? How do the other cannabinoids get involved? And how are we standardized testing of these things? So the standardization of testing is important, and we have to figure out a way to eliminate this whole THC dialogue because everybody's lying about it. Okay. I'm just going to say a lot of companies are lying about THC. Health Canada just came out with a big report that, you know, nearly half the companies are lying about THC up there. Okay. We know it's happening here because of lab shopping. I actually spoke to a lab. The guy thought I was a brand. I was at a conference and I said, what makes you special as a lab? And he said, well, we help give you the answer that you're looking for. And I said, what does that mean? And he basically was telling me that he'll get the THC levels to where I need them and want them. And I said, well, that's fraudulent, you know, but that's the reality. So we're seeing labs. We just saw another one get hit with a big fine in Colorado last week, right? Because they were tweaking the samples to drive the THC levels up because that's the competitive
market out there. So we got to change. We got to standardize. Okay. We got to get our heads out of our butts in this country about, of how we're treating this product. Okay. That is just so darn political that it's, it, it just makes my head hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and we got to, I mean, we need to do something for the benefit, the health and safety, the quality, the transparency and the consistency of the product so that consumers know what it is that they're buying. And I'll tell you, if, when I educate consumers about what's going on, their heads almost turn around. So this is part of the problem. And it's lack of consistency, lack of standards because of this federal mess or lack of federal legalization. And it's also has to do with the fact that we've pushed all these companies to lab shopping because THC seems to be, you know, the big thing when we need to be looking at the, all of the characteristics of the plant and we need to stop lying about it.
We're going to leave it there. That was well said, preaching to the choir here, Brian, but either which way, I agree that just if the industry could get to themselves, because I've said this before as well, whenever federal legalization is going to be, okay, listen, it's not going to be for a while. There's a lot of things we're going to be waiting from Washington, D.C. That's not going to happen for a while. Let's just be honest with ourselves. No happy talk here on Blunt Business. But I'll tell you this, too, is that we could set up a framework, which would be a good set of universal standards, or just follow the industry standard of GMP. And for the hemp industry, Cosmetics Act of 1930, they're set aside for other industries. We don't have to go and recreate it. We just take what's being put out there, put the money into it, invest it, and then you know what? Platforms like Credible can actually follow and track the progress and track every company to know that they are above ground, and they'll, everybody will know it. Businesses and consumers alike. So let's go and direct people right down to the website once again, Brian, credible.com, Q-R-E-D-I-B-L-E.com. As we send people to the website, obviously we talked about the portfolio of software solutions and so many ways to go and simplify compliance, create financial partner trust, and empower safe commerce. Tell people what they should be doing and where they should be going to the website, who should be reaching out.
Yeah, so absolutely. So if you're a CBD brand, if you're a merchant processor, you know, payment processor or financial institution, or even a cannabis brand, you know, check us out, credible.com. We are also working now with nutraceutical brands as well, because they have very similar requirements. Q-R-E-D-I-B-L-E. Go to our resources tab. You can please follow us, like us, and get on that weekly broadcast. We have a very popular weekly broadcast, inspired by my buddy here, Braska. and it's really, we talk about a lot of great things. Just like this program, we try to get blunt about it, right? We try to get in and talk about the real issues that matter. So, make sure you visit us and follow us.
Brian Fitzpatrick, hey, best of luck with your podcast. Really great that you're doing so well with it. And I've caught, you know, caught a few episodes just out of there. And I, like I said, it was what I thought the vision was going to be. You know, it's, it was the right thing. And I like these conversations being done and you're getting a lot of good takeaways from it. So congratulations on that. And let's keep the door open. We'll go ahead and keep talking once again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me back on.
Once again, Brian Fitzpatrick, Chairman and CEO of Credible here on Blunt Business. Thank you for being on with us. And thank you for listeners, as always, for listening in. We'll talk to you next time. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money, like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.